Hello there, you cocksucking sissy slut. And thanks for being here. I can't wait to make fun of you once I put you deep in a trance. I can only assume you're here because you want to be hypnotized. You love being teased and being taken advantage of, don't you? Let me guess. You're here because you love wearing panties or enjoy dressing like a girl. And sometimes it makes you feel so good. Maybe you get sexy feelings that you can't explain. Maybe you fuck your ass with a dildo or a vibrator or your fingers. Maybe you love it. Or maybe you just curiously enjoy the idea of being called dirty names while being treated like a slut. It would only make sense for me to believe that you're here because you want to take your sissy fetish a step further. Maybe you already realize this, but one of the hottest things about a guy wearing panties is to make fun of him. And there's a difference between speaking to someone in a mean way and in an erotically humiliating way. For instance, it can be humiliating to say that all sissies should be lit on fire, but it's not erotic, is it? It's funny. But it's not erotic. Stuff like that's just mean, and it's not the type of humiliation I like to dish out. Instead, I like to focus on the erotic sensations you'll experience when I make you feel uncomfortable. Like dressing you like a French maid with little ruffle butt panties and making you serve my friends and I at a party. Funny thing is, I get extremely aroused when I make fun of someone. So this will be as much fun for me as it is for you. And we both know that I think it's incredibly hot when a guy dresses like a girl. Not only am I extremely accepting of cross-dressing lifestyles, but I encourage anyone to explore whatever fetishes they want, so they find whatever makes them feel good. In this erotic hypnosis session, my goal is to help you enjoy humiliation as a beautiful sexual experience. The same part of you that may find humiliation sexy is the same part of me that likes to dish out the humiliation. Before we begin turning into my divine cock-sucking sissy slut, it is important that you get permission from your unconscious mind to do so. So let's ask, is it okay with your subconscious mind for me to hypnotize you to find humiliation sexy while you're dressed like a girl? Good. And is it also okay with your subconscious mind that you give me full control of your body and your mind during this session, so that when I call you dirty, embarrassing names, you become incredibly aroused? Great. Now that your body has received permission to have some fun, now it's time to turn you into my sissy slut. Let's begin with a relaxation induction. What I'd like you to do, since you've agreed to obey and lose control, is to close your eyes. Close your eyes now. Show me that you can be the best sissy you can be. This is important because good sissies close their eyes and obey commands that they hear. You're a good sissy, aren't you? Good. Otherwise, you're just being a fake sissy, and no one likes a poser. Close your eyes. Close them, sissy. Start by taking a deep, long breath. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Let it go. Breathe in and breathe out. So relaxed. It feels so good to breathe in and breathe out. So incredibly relaxing. Soft and sensual. Notice the smooth rhythm of your lungs as they rise and descend. Rise and descend. Rise and descend. It's time to relax. It's time to sleep. Be a good sissy and sleep now as you breathe and relax. It's time to train your body to be the best sissy slut you can be for me. Perhaps sooner than you'd expect, you'll notice a warm sensation throughout your body as you continue to breathe. This is only a sign that you're ready to go deep into a trance. All that really matters right now, in this moment, in this place, is to listen and follow my instructions. Learn the art of obedience. You already know the importance of obedience and submission. Servitude to a goddess. It may be that you enjoy being told what to do. Do you like it when I tell you what to do, slut? You should. Then imagine for a moment, or simply pretend, that you're kneeling down in front of me. That you feel my long fingernails on your head, stroking your hair, massaging your scalp, telling you to relax. And then I tell you to relax even deeper. And while you're kneeling there, you sense something fantastically arousing. In this moment, you realize you're willing to be submissive and obedient. Almost as if you've waited for this moment your whole life. Kind of like all that really matters is making me happy. And it's okay if you begin to think of my face lighting up, smiling at you. In fact, that's all you should be thinking about right now. Think about me smiling and happy. And the only reason I'm smiling is because you're doing something I'm telling you to do. This is why you love kneeling in front of a goddess. And not just any woman. Because we both know how sexy it can be when you kneel on the floor and entrust your mind and body to someone who has your ultimate pleasure in mind. Fingers in your hair, stroking, softly combing the strands, the follicles, tingling sensations, leaving trails on your scalp. And that's all right. The more you feel my fingers on your hair, the more feminine you will feel. I love gliding my hands through your long, sexy hair. And your hair seems to get longer and fuller the more I slide my hands under layers of soft hair. Falling and rising, some hair chasing the shadows of hair that has already rested gently on your shoulders. Stroke after stroke of my hand and your soft hair, growing longer, almost as if new hair sprouting, roots lengthening. Germinating like plants in your head, harvesting more, longer, sexier hair for the sole purpose of me touching you like this. Long, beautiful hair from my obedient sissy slut. I wonder if you'll be interested in learning how to really obey. How to really please your goddess and become completely devoted to the one you serve. And you serve me now, slut. I control you. This is why you're here. This is why you're still here. Because you want to be trained. You need to be trained. You want to learn. You want to be taught a lesson. You want to reach that state of mind when you realize you've become the very thing you've been reaching, wrapping around and around until you become the one, the person, the sissy you knew you could be. I want to remind you of something you probably already know, which is your body is doubling in relaxation with each passing word, each descending thought, deepening your trance. Sleep deeper, sleep deeper as you descend into the dark well of your mind, kneeling before me, hands in your hair, fingernails teasing your thoughts, so close to where you are and where you want to be. A slut, pleasing, sexy slut. And you do love to please, don't you? You better, you little cocksucker. You're going to do whatever I tell you to do. You're descending deeper now, so very deep. And because you realize that you'll find true happiness when you obey me, whenever I say the words, deeply relaxed, I want you to double your relaxation. Double your relaxation so that you fall twice as deep into trance as the moment before. And you know how to double your relaxation because you're doing it right now. Deeply relaxed. Fall deeper for me, sissy. Deeply relaxed. Fall deeper and deeper. A good slut will fall even deeper than that. I know you can go deeper than that. Deeply relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deeply relaxed. Sleep. 4, 3, 2, 1. Deeply relaxed. Double your relaxation. Consciously unconscious. The only thoughts you should be thinking right now are you kneeling before me, knowing that at any moment I am going to turn you into a panty-wearing sissy bitch. If you have any unwanted thoughts that get in the way of you experiencing a beautiful trance, then say thank you to those thoughts. And then wish them away. Wish them away. The only thoughts you need are of you serving me. Deeply relaxed. 3, 2, 1. Sleep. And sleep deeper. Sluts, sleep deeper. Sluts, sleep deeper, and deeper and deeper relaxed, deeply relaxed in slut trance. Trance for my favorite slut who loves to obey me. You are here to be hypnotized, so be hypnotized. 2, 1, sleep. Deeper. Double your trance as you look down at my feet, paying close attention to my red toenails. 1, 0, 0. So very deep. So deep that at this very moment, in this space, all you can think about is having red toenails of your own that look as beautiful as mine, and you love red toenails. Deeply relaxed. Must paint toenails red. Must paint toenails red. Must paint toenails red. Must go to the store and paint toenails red. We'll do this to please Goddess Isabella. Must obey Isabella. Must obey Goddess. Must do whatever Isabella says. You are under the control of Isabella Valentine. And if you wish, you may imagine your fingernails painted too, matching your toenails. Perhaps noticing the shiny lacquer and the smell of nail polish and nail polish remover and the scent of salon manicures and pedicures and sucking cock. And I wonder if it will surprise you when you realize that all you really want is to be a girl. Not just any girl, but the slutty kind of girl that wears short skirts and fishnet stockings. Tall red fuck me shoes, dark purple eyeshadow and mascara and false eyelashes. You used to be afraid of wearing false eyelashes because they get so close to your eyes. Sometimes they're hard to apply. But now that you're an obedient sissy, all you can think about right now is wearing false eyelashes. You're wearing them right now, sissy. Imagine yourself batting your eyelashes at a hot guy that doesn't realize you're just a boy dressed like a girl. You little sissy. What makes you think that you can pass as a woman just because you wear false eyelashes? You dumb cunt. Whenever I say the words, pussy bitch whore, you are going to feel as though five hot, sexy women are all laughing at you while you wear a pair of skimpy little pink panties. And the more you hear the words, pussy bitch whore, the more humiliated you are going to feel. You gotta shave your legs too, every day. With a razor over your legs, in between your thighs, over your little clitty. Oh, what a cute, adorable, pathetic excuse for a little clitty. Oh, don't forget to shave under your arms. Yes, be sure you shave your chest and your neck and your face. Good sissies don't have hair on their bodies. Ew, don't forget to shave your toes. Ew, so gross when a guy has hair on his feet. So make sure you shave it and be a good little sexy pussy bitch whore. I control your clitty. It does what I want it to because I control you. No matter how turned on you get, I do not give you permission to stroke it. Only men stroke their cocks. You don't have a cock, you pathetic pussy bitch whore. You have a clit. This is why you're not allowed to stroke it. Because it's too small. It's too ugly. You don't even look like a girl. You look like a boy that's been trying too hard to fit into a gender. Kind of like, instead of trying on clothes that fit your size, you're trying on genders to see which one fits you. You're so confused, you pussy. You're too much like a gorilla to be a woman. And you're too much like a faggot to be a man. Your little dicket never gets attention, does it? It's like your pathetic little pinky puller who craves cock and panties and being forced to be a woman. What you really need is to be forced to wear panties every day, you pussy bitch whore. Tomorrow evening, you're going to go to the store and are going to buy 11 pairs of panties. Not one pair, not two pairs, not five pairs. You are going to buy 11 pairs of panties, all shapes and all sizes. And to prove to me that you're a good, obedient pussy bitch whore, you're not going to buy the items that you think are going to arouse you. I don't care what arouses you, and I don't care if there's one type of panties you prefer more than another. You're going to wear what I tell you to wear. If you don't like them, tough shit. Wear them anyway. You're going to get a variety of panties. You're going to get G-strings and thongs and bikini panties and boy shorts. And satin granny panties, French cut panties. You're gonna buy 11 pairs because I say so. 11 is your magic number. Now, I wouldn't tell you to wear panties every day. You're just going to do it. Then you're going to make sure you don't have any of that nasty boy juice in your panties. Sissies are not allowed to stroke their little clitties, plain and simple. Instead, if you get aroused, you're going to lie flat on your stomach like a pussy bitch whore and hump the floor. Sometimes you're going to hump the mattress, and sometimes you're even going to hump the couch, and at no point will your hand ever touch yourself. Whenever I say the word, dumb fuck, you're going to imagine yourself bent over on your hands and knees with a butt plug sticking out of your ass like a stupid pussy bitch whore, you dumb fuck. And you do want to be a good dumb fuck, don't you, you dumb fuck? Because you need your ass plug to shut your mouth. You talk too much. All you really need is a ball gag on your rectum to keep you quiet, you dumb fuck. You already know how to be an obedient little cum-guzzling faggot, but do you know how to endure a silent ass-fucking, you dumb fuck? A good pussy bitch slut will bend over and take the most aggressive sex given to her, not say a word. You're so naughty. You pathetic excuse for a cum dumpster, you dumb fuck. Only a stupid skizzy would think for 1 minute that you're of any importance to anyone. The only service you're here to provide is your mouth, your ass, and your hands. No one cares about your opinion, you dumb fuck. No one cares what you need to say. No one cares if it hurts. No one cares if you're turned off by a big black giant cock, you dumb fuck. No one cares if you're straight, and no one cares if you're gay. No one cares about you. All girls care about is your ability to obey and be a trampy and skanky pussy bitch whore. Girls will always laugh at you because you look funny, you dumb fuck. Girls will always talk about you behind your back because you're a dumb fuck. By now, I'm sure you realize that all you are is a cum-guzzling hoochie whore who spends too much time masturbating, which is why you need all your privileges taken away. You're a dumb fuck. Have you ever been told that before? Right now? It's true, you dumb fuck. All you really need is a good ass-fucking. Deep and hard. Hard and deep, deeply relaxed. When you lean over, you can get fucked deeper and feel it even harder, you dumb fuck. And why not just allow that to happen? It's okay if you think you're straight. Maybe you convince yourself that sucking cock is for faggots, that you'd never do it. But this is why you love to be hypnotized, because I'm hypnotizing you right now to do whatever I say, you dumb fuck. I control you. And you're going to go to Craigslist.com and put a personal ad online offering to give away free blowjobs to men. And when the guys come to you, you're going to greet them at the door dressed like a pussy bitch whore. You're obsessed with cock, you dumb fuck. You're more obsessed with cock now than you've ever been. You love the taste of it. You love the smell of it, you dumb fuck. You love knowing that real men are so much stronger and sexier than you are. You're weaker than they are, you dumb fuck. And women are so much more elegant and erotic than you are. Which is why you'll never be a real girl. Hey, dumb fuck. You're obsessed with being fucked with strap-ons. You need to have your ass filled. Must get ass filled, must get ass filled, must get ass filled. Must fill up the fuck tank. You're gonna be an easy sissy slut, and anyone can and will fuck you, you dumb fuck. Sometimes you'll go to glory holes at dirty porn shops. You're going to kneel down on that disgusting floor and open your mouth so you can suck off anyone that pops their dick through a hole. And you won't even think twice about how big or how small their cock is, you dumb fuck. You won't even care if they have a big black cock or if they have a tiny Asian cock or a fat, stubbly, overweight cock. You'll do it anyway because you have no choice. You were hypnotized to do it. You have no choice. You must obey, you dumb fuck. I control you. You are under the control of Isabella, you dumb fuck. Must obey Goddess Isabella. You're doing this for me, you dumb fuck. Not for you. I don't care about your arousal. I care about humiliating you and making you do whatever I want you to do. If I want you to suck cock, then you'll do it. If I want you to dress like a ballerina and spin around in circles, then that's what you're going to do, you dumb fuck. If I want you to stick a lollipop in your ass and then pull it out and suck on it, that's what you're going to do. This isn't about needs or wants, and this isn't a democracy, you dumb fuck. You belong to me. You must obey Isabella. Plain and simple. You're a pussy bitch whore, you dumb fuck. Did you really think anyone cared about your feelings? All I care about is watching your ass get stretched out so it hurts you to walk for a week. I just want to see guys shooting their cum all over your face so it drips all over your tongue and your mouth and you swallow every drop. You dumb fuck. You're a cum-sucking bitch slut with adorable little poodle testicles. Dumb little piccolo prick. Stop flapping your dick suckers and start drinking cum by the gallon. You love being a cock goblin cum bucket who swallows anyone, and I do mean anyone, who comes in your mouth. All your mouth is a receptacle for ejaculation and other bodily fluids. You're going to find yourself obsessed with drinking cum so much that you're going to brush your teeth with it. You're going to shampoo your hair with it. You're going to bathe your body in it. You're going to gargle it in your mouth like mouthwash. You dumb fuck. You're not only going to drink cum, you're going to eat it too, dumb fuck. You're going to mix your own cum into your salad dressing and pour it all over the lettuce on your salad and eat it with a fork, dumb fuck. This is because you're a pussy bitch whore with a little clitty. A pathetic excuse for the little pencil dick you have, you dumb fuck. You love the taste of cum. Dumb fuck. You do realize all you really need is an ass fuck, don't you? Sometimes you'll grind your body on the floor, imagining sexy women laughing at you while you try to masturbate. And you look so pathetic rubbing your clitty on the floor in your pink panties. Dumb fuck. And sometimes you're going to think about women taking turns fucking your ass, putting their hard pink strap-ons on your pussy squirt hole. Getting fucked by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 women. Once, twice, all at once. Taking turns, switching places, treating you like a dumb fuck cock-sucking cunt bitch you are. Dumb fuck. You're a strap-on faggot panty boy bitch slut, you lame limperous leg humper. You're like a horny dog right now, you know that? Dumb fuck. This is why you like to hump the floor when you think about pretty girls, because you don't know how to control your squirty limp noodle. And when you're not thinking about women, you're going to think about men. Not because you're gay, but because I tell you to. Dumb fuck. A good sissy obeys. And you're going to be a good sissy and hump the floor, thinking about men fucking your mouth and fucking your ass while I laugh hysterically at you. I like humiliating you. Dumb fuck. You need to be humiliated, dumb fuck. I like knowing you're doing whatever I tell you to do, even if you don't want to do it. This is because you're stupid and horny. Cock-smoking drizzle whore, dumb fuck panty bitch slut, pussy bitch whore, smurf-guzzling, noodle-sucking, cum-guzzling jizz container. That's all you are, is a container for cum, dumb fuck. They shoot, you swallow. Next. Shoot, swallow. Swallow it, dumb fuck. Next. Shoot. Shoot it in his mouth. Learn to swallow that cum when a man has the decency to cum directly into your mouth. Swallow it, dumb fuck. Then glide your tongue over your teeth so you can recall the aftertaste all day. It's so fun to tease you. Why does it turn you on when I call you a whore? Dumb fuck. Aw, is your little clitty getting hard when I call you a panty bitch slut? Are you going to be the best little cross-dressing hooker on the internet who gives away free blowjobs? And you're going to hump the floor when that little clit dick gets hard because your pussy hole is too stupid to know what else to do. All you can think about is grinding your pussy cunt on the carpet so you can grind against something that doesn't realize what a dipshit dumb faggot you are. Dumb fuck. And you are a faggot, aren't you? You think I care about you? No one cares about your pathetic pinky clit. Dumb fuck. All we really care about is making fun of you for wearing G-strings and bikinis and for looking like a little sissy faggot with little painted toenails. Everywhere you go, you're going to stare at guys' big cocks and imagine yourself sucking them off. And even if you're at the mall or a gas station, you're going to have an obsession with staring at strangers' crotches. You want to suck their cock, bitch. Turns you on. Because they have a bigger dick than you do. And because you're so good at giving those sloppy blowjobs. It's like you're a prostitute, except no one's willing to pay you. No one wants to pay a cum-guzzling sissy to suck them off when they know how much you'd beg to do it for free. You love sucking cock. You must suck cock, dumb fuck. You are going to suck cock all the time. Cock-sucking dumb fuck pussy bitch whore. You're so dumb and horny right now that you actually believe I'm going to let you come. Fucking faggot. I lied to you. I'm not going to let you come. You think that just because the description of this recording said I'd give you an orgasm command that I'd actually follow through with it? Wow, you really are a dumb fuck. I told you I don't care about you. You're a pathetic sissy. Go hump the floor and get your panties all wet. You really thought I was going to let you come. Dumb fuck faggot.